Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's searching for people who want to live forever. He's got to come back. His return is soon. He can't wait anymore. And he loves us. He greatly loves us. And he wants to be a blessing to his people. He wants his people to know him and who he is and what he came to do. Now, the Lord put everything in place a long time ago. He put everything in place for us. He gave us his wisdom. He sent prophets, young and old, men and women, preachers, evangelists, pastors, teachers, apostles. He gave us the word so that we can go forward in him because he loves us. There are people in heaven so grateful for what for his handiwork. They responded. They responded. They were invited to heaven and they responded in love because they loved the way of God. They were attracted to his, to the words of his voice. They heard what was in his heart toward them and they responded and they are so glad. And all of your loved ones who are there now, even if they had argument with you, they want you to come now. Even if you didn't get to tell them, ask them to forgive you of whatever it was that happened. Even if they were once upset with you, they want you to come up there where they are. All the parents of all children want their generations to come. And though even those who went to hell, they don't want you to come down there. Even if you left on bad terms, the last words spoken were wrong. They want you to go to heaven. They don't want you to come down there. Now, the Lord put something on my heart this morning. What do you want? What are you doing? Where are you going? And why? Now, these are questions you have to answer. The Lord gave us salvation. He gave us his word. He told us the truth. We have to believe it. What do you want? What are you doing? Where are you going? And why? Now that's his question to you, for you to consider and ask yourself. I told my wife just this morning, the Lord loves us. And you know, when I first got saved, I wanted to do right. And I wanted God to just make me do right. I wanted him to, you know, I didn't trust myself to choose everything that I should. And I wanted him to make sure that I go to heaven. But he don't do that. He will help you. In every way he can. He will watch it. He got your back. But you got to choose to stay in the love of God. You got to choose to get saved in the first place. You got to choose to respond. It's got to be your choice. Just like everyone, it's got to be your choice. I taught my children that way. I taught them what Jesus did. They got saved. And I said, you got to choose to stay in the love of God. You got to choose to stay in the kingdom of God. People can walk out if that's what they want to do. And you do that by offending God, doing the things of sin, doing the things of the world. God cannot, will not, and cannot bring any form of sin to heaven, not even a little bit. That's why he washed us in his blood so that we could be righteous. He gave us power over it. You get a brand new spirit from the time you first believe. And if you sin, Jesus is not just your savior. He's also your advocate, your lawyer. He's your high priest. He's going to stand before the Lord, plead your case, and help you get it right so the Holy Spirit can bring you back to repentance. Let's live in God's perfect will. It's God's great pleasure to give us the kingdom. He made great provisions for us by his only begotten son. But there's an influence out there trying to get people to not do things according to God's word. There was an evil religious influence There is a worldly influence pulling you back to the world like a vacuum. There is ignorance, misunderstanding, false information pushing you back to the world, even against your own will. What do you want? Where are you going? What are you doing? Why? Now, the Lord made provisions for everything that the enemy is doing. Everything. He made provisions so that you don't have to be deceived and be blown about with every wind of doctrine, lies of men. See, cunning men, they want to make merchandise of you, whether they are preachers, worldly men, pimps, drug dealers, cartel members, whatever they are, gang members. They are, all they want to do out of you is make you merchandise so they can make money off you. That comes from Satan. But what do you want? What are you doing? Where are you going? And why? The enemy lies against God. He'll lie against God to you. He'll lie against you to God. He'll lie against you to others. And he always, my friend, always try to divide people from who can help him the most. And people get in deception. And even preachers pick up on this. You know, there's an influence out there. When I first got saved, I loved God. But I could feel the resistance and the reluctance in other people. I told all my friends what Jesus had done, how he helped me understand, and the love and the peace I felt. And some of them acted like I was superstitious. Some of them knew it was right, but they weren't ready to make the jump. And later on, they did. Some considered it. Some rethought things. Some of them got saved early. Some got saved later. But a healing forms in us and it continues. Now the Lord loves us. And he put, you know, he put things in motion. These broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. This broadcast is on there in current time. You can share it with others. newlivingletters.com. And that's my announcement. Continuing. God loves us and he put things in place. He wants the healing process that's in others to be in you. He wants you to go forward. But whether you're just getting to know God, or if you're a minister or a parent or just a friend to somebody, the only way you can represent God is to live like him. We bear fruit after our kind. Don't fall for the lies of the world and the pressure that's out there, the reluctance, the resistance, the lies, the deceit, the satanic warfare. Satan gives people thought and they don't even know it. He gives them dreams and they don't know it. But God gives us thoughts also, and God gives us dreams also. But with Satan, he's trying to brainwash you. God never, ever brainwashes anyone. He will give you light, present you with truth, and you will decide what to do with that information. It'll be totally your choice. And you can have whatever you want. And you can do whatever you want to do. You can go wherever you want to go. But why? Your will can be adjusted. If you gain God's information, you can make better judgments. But the New Testament says something. 1 Timothy chapter 4. This is Paul talking to Apostle Timothy. He was the learner. Paul was the teacher. Paul said, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who should judge the quick and the dead, the quick of the living, the dead, all those who died already, at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Be patient with people, long-suffering, but steady the gospel, steady the truth. Don't compromise, preachers, Don't compromise, parents. You don't have to. But always ask yourself, what are you doing? Where are you going? What do you want? Why? If you want God and His life and the treasures of heaven, the blessings of God, the life of God, you got to do it God's way. Zechariah pointed out, we can't build the kingdom without the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, if you build without me, you scatter. We have to follow the Holy Spirit. So rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. That don't want God, that are not going to heaven, that are not going to do the right thing. They want pride, lust, and greed. And that's their influence, and they can't do it. Unless they change in their heart, they can't do it any other way. Because the only way to follow God is to have a pure heart. And the only way to have a pure heart is to be washed in the blood of Jesus. And the only way to be washed in the blood of Jesus is to believe on Him. And as we receive God's word in our heart, that's sound doctrine, and we live by it, and then we'll preach it. If you're not going to live by God's word, you're not going to preach it either. Verse 4 says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Fables. Lies. This is not the first time this was mentioned. In Isaiah chapter 30, the Lord was talking to Isaiah. Verse 8 says, now go write it before them on a table and note it on a book, that it may be for the time to come and ever. So it covers his time all the way to all time. Verse 9 says, and this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. This is what people are doing now. And preachers pick up on it, and they compromise, and they diminish the gospel a little bit, and then a little more. And then they start changing and turning. Where do you think they're going? What are they doing? What do they really want? Why? But God loves us greatly. The high priest Jesus is steadily doing what he do. He sent warning by the Holy Spirit. He sent personal words, words to the whole congregation. But some people change, some don't. And every time they don't, their heart gets harder. And now he's got to come back. So those who keep hardening their heart, he's going to harden their heart some more. And they won't have a mind to come back because he spit them out. Because they went lukewarm. You can't give in to sin. And the Bible defines them: adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lying, stealing, strife, unforgiveness. You can't go to heaven with these. What do you want? What are you doing? Where are you going? Why? Cast it out. I say cast it out. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. And those that don't want it, they don't want it. God's not trying to brainwash anybody. He's not trying to trick people into heaven. He's not trying to con people and go to heaven. Now watch this. The Lord brought something to my attention. A lot of people want to play the deceit card. I'll just be dumb. Then I won't get judged for knowing. That's out of the question. You're already judged. I know Jesus said, he that knows more, he'll be beaten with greater stripes than those who didn't. But remember, the people who get beat in the first place, they're not in heaven. And if you hide behind ignorance, you're lying to yourself. It's not going to work. You're already judged. Either you get saved or you don't. God's not trying to trick you. But Satan is. God's not trying to brainwash anyone. But Satan is. He's created religions that have wiped off whole families, generations and generations of people that God loved. But when Jesus returned, they'll cast their idols and their books to the bats. They'll hide in caves and hiding places. They're going to run in a frenzy because it's too late for them. And, you know, I hadn't heard preaching like this in a long time, but the Lord brought it back. There's so much information. And we need his love. We need his ways. God loves us. It's not about fear. It's about love. Satan used fear tactics, not God. God tell you what's going to happen because he's telling you the truth so you can avoid it. If he made no mention of hell and you go, you'll say, well, I could have. How come nobody told me? Well, he's telling you now. Believe him. You can't just believe him on the good stuff. Believe everything he say. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Itching ears, always wanting something else, after something crooked. And the Lord has provisions for you to get whatever you want, whatever you need. You don't have to lie, cheat, and steal. You don't have to steal. If you want something, ask for it. And the Holy Spirit will show you how to get it. Learn how the kingdom works. And stop compromising. If you compromise, you'll never know how the kingdom works. If a man leans to his own ways, he cannot learn the ways of the Father. It's not going to happen. Even if you're in Christ and you want wisdom like I did. The Lord gave me wisdom. And I said, Lord, this will work. I needed to know this a long time ago. Why didn't you tell me a long time ago? He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. I said, oh. And that helped me to do this. Whatever you want to change, ask him questions. Draw near to the Lord, he'll draw near to you. Fill your heart with his word so when he talks to you, you'll have stamina to receive what he's saying. Fill your heart with the word. Read chapters at a time every day. This is important for your life. There's a man who finished college, did well in school, finished college, and lost 9 jobs in a year. And he couldn't get it right. And a friend of him said, just start reading the Proverbs. And he started reading the Proverbs. He read a chapter every day. And he started governing his life different and became a multimillionaire. The wisdom of God is out there. God will help you do what you got to do. Not only will he bless you to do the things that you want to do and attain the things you want to attain and receive what you want in life, but he'll prepare you to be able to handle it also. Just put his word first and keep it first. You can build your life on God's word. Now, God is more than just heaven and hell. He's got a whole lot of more information to say than heaven and hell, your future. He's ready to help you in your present tense, not just your future destination. So people, they put all their focus on God. He's the guy who wants me in heaven or hell. So I got to do what he say do so I won't go to hell. No, you missed the point. He wants a relationship with you. He died and bled and suffered so that you could have healing, victory, and salvation. And he'll give you all the wisdom for every concept you can come up with. And he'll help you govern your children. Your advice is going to change. Your lifestyle is going to change. Your destiny changes as you receive his word. And the way you measure, it'll be measured back to you. God's not trying to brainwash you. He's not trying to take over your life. He's going to give you information. And you'll be the master of your own life in his will. And if you let him guide you, your life will grow just like a tree, properly. And you'll bear fruit. And you'll function right. You won't be a disaster. You won't be like a thorn bush. You'll be like a fruit tree. You'll be something that's going to be a blessing in the world system. In the world, not the world system. You'll overcome the world system. Remember, the Lord thinks of everything. He's not foolish. He's not like the world thinks he is. He's not like Satan say he is. But you got to go to heaven one way. You're not going a million ways like the talk show hosts like to say and like people like to think. See, when you talk about Jesus, people start saying, well, what about people that never heard? Get yourself saved and go tell them if you're concerned. Man let Satan in the world, man got to kick him out. Jesus died for all of us. Adam sinned and sin came in one way. Jesus died to give us authority and power and the ability to overcome sin in not only our lives, but help other people come to the light. So what they're doing is they're saying, I don't trust Jesus. I trust this world and what I see and what I think. Now, they already judged. When they stop breathing, they'll go to their final destination. They'll go straight on to hell they won't even get to explain themselves. But in the presence of God, they'll know how wrong they were and how foolish they were. God loves everybody, and he thought of everything. This gospel needs to be preached so folks can live, so they can believe. That's why God called people to the ministry, and we do our job. Now, just because some people are reluctant, that's their problem. And the Lord taught me something. Eve was deceived. That's why God could see the sin is transferred through the male, not the female. This is important. This is foundational. That's why he was born of a virgin. But after Adam ate off the tree, their eyes were both open. Now, when it comes to Jesus, people are not deceived. Once they hear that gospel, once they hear the gospel, once they hear the gospel, they're not deceived. They know it's right. I don't care who they are, where they come from, and what they believe. Because that's spiritual. And that word is true. And they're openly and on purposely not getting saved. People don't accidentally not get saved. When they hear the gospel of Jesus, they know it's true to the point that they get angry. Now think about it. If they really didn't believe it, why would they get angry? Why would they feel provoked? Why would they rush the other way? Why would they backpedal? Why would they look at their watch and try to leave your presence? And some people, they consider it deeply. And they take a good look at themselves. And the Lord can work with people who are honest. Everybody that go to heaven, they go with their eyes wide open. They don't get tricked into it. They don't get deceived into it. Because you can't. It's life. It's the love of God. And the love of God gives you a chance to make your own mind. Because he don't want you on false pretense. He's not like men trying to marry a woman no matter what she do. A wise man, they want a wife that loves them, not just a wife that's pretty. Some people are so desperate, they try all kind of things to get the woman to marry. But it's crazy to try to marry somebody that don't want you. And God's not crazy. If you don't want to be in the kingdom, if you can't trust Jesus who is holy, you can stay here. You don't have to get saved. One scripture says, Psalm 1, why do the heathen rage? Why do the people imagine a vain thing in the first place? Consider it. What do they want? Where are they going? What are they doing? Why? Why do they rage? If it's not true. Why do friends stop talking to you once you get saved? If Jesus is just a figment of your imagination, why do they avoid you? On the other hand, why do they become dedicated to the point that they risk their life to spread the gospel? Why do the saves endure? Why do the saved people endure? And why do the heathen rage? Jesus is the divider. Nobody's deceived against God. They can feel it that it's true. All the other religions, they hate Christ. You can go to any college almost in America now. Secular colleges. When you say Jesus is Lord, you stir the pot. But they're very lenient and tolerant to everything else from witches to Muslims. And God loves every person. He died for us all. Not just, he died for all of us. But people make their own choice. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.